This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the fourth hour of InfoWars. I am your host, Royce White, your guest host, Royce White, here live from the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I can't say how honored I am to be able to host this legendary platform. Thank you to Alex Jones and Owen and to the rest of the InfoWars team. If you haven't got a chance, you can go to my newly created channel on band.video, which mirrors all of my Please Call Me Crazy podcasts and all of my other content that will come in the future, so that all of our InfoWars audience has a good place to go and get the content if we get canceled, if we get shut down. And Alex was gracious enough to extend the Bandai video platform to me to have my content mirrored there, because he knows as well as I know the conversations that I have on my podcast, like he has on his show, are dangerous and a threat to the establishment. So you can go check that out. My podcast usually airs Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. on YouTube, on Rumble. It is on all the audio platforms. But this week we did Monday, Tuesday. We're going to try and get one out later on tonight as well. I'm not sure. I'm just going helter-skelter with the podcast right now, kind of in a transition period, getting the studio automated and some other things so we can put content out even more. But again, I want to say thank you to Alex Jones and the team for allowing me to host this hour. And I also want to say thank you to all of you out there in the audience. I can't tell you how much of your feedback I see on a daily, weekly, monthly basis of having saw me on InfoWars and asking that I come back and host or be able to host again. So I really appreciate the feedback, and I appreciate the conversation that we're building. The tide is turning. And I want to start off by saying this. Let's just make this a declarative statement. I'm not an Elon Musk fanboy. This hour isn't going to be about Elon Musk, but I want to make this very clear, because I said it earlier today on Jason, or what you'll see later on tonight on Fearless with Jason Whitlock. I'm a free speech absolutist. You call me the N-word, okay? Call me the N-word. If me being able to deal with the emotional torment of the N-word on the internet is going to supersede my understanding of the fundamental need for free speech, then I don't deserve to be an American citizen, and I don't deserve to be free, and I won't be free. I'm a free speech absolutist. Alex Jones needs to be allowed back on Twitter before we even consider believing that Elon Musk is in any way who he says he is. That's first. Second, pride goeth before the fall. Pride goeth before the fall, and I don't mean the pride of the LGBTQ. I'm not talking about their pride or their hijacking of the word pride or the rainbow or their explicit war against God. Their blatant war against God. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about our pride. All of us at home who sit back and we find a scapegoat or an enemy to blame things on and pretend like we didn't sign up for this. And I know a lot of people don't love my podcast and my content because I don't really let anybody off the hook. Sure, we can talk about the deep state and the administrative state and the security state and all of these people as long as we want to. But the reality of the situation as it stands today is none of this is out of our control, because none of it was without our consent. All it's going to take is for us to listen to the thought leaders like Alex Jones and Steve Bannon and the great Jason Whitlock, and the list goes on and on and on. You see, I'm wearing the shirt of the great Julian Assange, who we hope by some miracle or some presidency with some integrity fights to get him freed. You know, all of these great thought leaders, all of these whistleblowers, all these people who want to tell you the truth. All we have to do is heed their warning, listen to them, commit to an action plan, commit to a battle plan, and execute it. They're on the ropes. Pride goes before the fall, but the pendulum swings both ways, our pride and their pride. Right now, their pride is out of control. They're showing it. They're overextending their hand. They have overextended their hand. They want to go after your children. They want your child to carry a dildo in his lunchbox to affirm his identity. And if he doesn't, they're going to start to send CPS to come get your kid and say you're abusive. They've overplayed their hand. Liberals don't want this. Democrats don't want this. Blacks don't want this. Suburban white women don't even want this. More on the other side. Stay tuned.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to InfoWars. I'm your guest host, Royce White, for the fourth hour. I'm here live in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and right now we're talking about pride going before the fall. And I want to say this to the entire LGBTQ community, because I do think they're on the ropes. I mean, I think the liberal establishment has become so desperate, has become so ripe with arrogance and narcissism and a lust for power and control and even dominance, that they're making huge mistakes. And there's two things that are going to happen when pride goes before the fall. One, they're going to overplay their hand and they're going to feel the rejection. Second, they're going to get desperate and they're going to try and escalate things to a different level. And that's some of what you heard the woman, forward as a theory around this UFO. I won't say propaganda, but the UFO narrative that's now emerging as potentially a false flag or a distraction in some sense. Justification for a different level of tyranny. But I want to say something to the LGBTQ here. I grew up here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's one of the most LGBTQ communities per capita in the entire nation. I grew up around plenty of people who were gay, who were lesbian, who were queer. That really wasn't talked about when I was growing up, but I guess you could say they now identify as queer. The trans thing, completely new phenomenon. Don't know anything about it. I'm kind of the Dave Chappelle crowd. Where did this trans thing come from? I don't remember it in the 90s. I don't remember it in the 2000s. It wasn't until Barack Obama hit the scene that the trans thing became a big deal. Not a coincidence there, in my opinion. But hey, who am I? I'm just a conspiracy theorist or a darling of the alt-right. But I'll say this to the LGBTQ community. American citizenship comes before Christianity. And I say that as a Christian. I say that as a Catholic. And I don't mean it comes before Christianity for me personally, but in the order of our society, in the order of our nation, in the order and the structure of how we are to be governed, our citizenship comes before our faith. We all understand that. Now, the separation of church and state, that was a scam. The anti-God movement that has took its, unzipped and took a piss on us all now, that was a scam. Right, the blatant attack on anybody who believes in any metaphysical faith, that is a scam. But citizenship comes first. Nobody in their right mind, nobody in their sane and rational mind, nobody who understands the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence or the Bill of Rights, nobody with half of a brain is suggesting that we round up and kill or jail or genocide anybody in the LGBTQ community. Nobody's suggesting that. Nobody reasonable suggests that. I'm certainly not. Who you sleep with is your business. Who you have sex with, that's your business. That's your business. And what we all need to be conscious of, whether religious or not, and make no mistake about it, the divide right now is God or no God, God or science, God or scientism. Let's be more specific. None of us should be willing to let the government or the establishment use Christianity to stick a camera in our house to ensure that we're upholding Christian values in terms of our sexual proclivities or anything else. That would be a Trojan horse. That would be what you call a Christian Trojan horse. And there are some people out there who are that fundamentalist when it comes to their Christianity. Oh, why we need to be able to stick a camera in your house so we can figure out if you're a homosexual. Stop. No, we're not doing that. Okay. So, you know, we want to put certain guardrails around religious faith. Don't want to round up gay people and lesbian people. Nobody's even suggesting that. Nobody reasonable. Certainly not the people who they've made out to seem like the boogeyman you should fear. Donald Trump, Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, Royce White, I don't know, in some cases, Jason Whitlock, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson. None of these people are talking about rounding up the lesbians and gays. Do what thou will. Okay. You have to answer to God, but so do many of us for all of the things that we do that are immoral. It's going to be easier for a man, for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the gates of heaven. And when you say rich, we all like to define that as wealth, money, riches. But we have a rich and prosperous civilization. We are rich with technology. We're all rich with convenience. We are rich with any number of mechanisms to display our own ego and narcissism. We're a rich civilization. Your aristocratic elites have found a way to keep you cash poor while keeping you dopamine rich. Again, the LGBTQ, we're not coming to round you up. But when you come for our children, when Joe Biden stands in front of the entire world and says, there's no such thing as somebody else's child, you've gone a step too far. You've gone a step too far. Way, way too far. And any of you adults out there who are LGBTQIA plus elemental P, XYZ, I don't know. Don't really care. I have a right not to care. I have a right not to affirm the never-ending expansion of gender identity. That's my right. That's also a right. The same way gays and lesbians have a right to live in this country and not be persecuted or prosecuted or executed for their sexuality. You know, all of you out there who identify this way, who are adults, who would allow the establishment and the government to use your sexual proclivity or identity to target children, to hell with you. To hell with you. I don't feel sorry for you. I'm just going to say it. If they started to use black people's identity to go after anybody's kids, white people's kids, anybody's kids, children writ large, if they started to do that and I was willing to accept the benefit from that, the political expediency of that, that would make me a sellout. That would make me a sellout of the highest order. And I'm not even talking about God. I mean, just in basic morals and ethics. Okay. Who are the most vulnerable amongst us? The children. If you want to extend it far enough, children in the womb. We get what we're talking about here. Let's just start being honest. Let's just start being honest. Hey, if you want to get together with 10 other guys and blow each other and blow loads on each other's stomachs, that's not my business. I'm not going to police that. I don't have the time. I got my own issues. I got my own issues raising kids, you know, I got my own problems. Family, mother, sisters, brothers. I got my own issues. Nobody should have time to be policing what other grown adults are doing in the privacy of their home or their sex orgies or eyes wide shut parties or political DC elite swamp blackmail soirees. I don't have the time. Let's be honest about the morals and ethics. Okay. It's getting way out there. It's getting way out there, and all it's going to breed is violence. And that's not a call to violence. I mean, it's just a natural, it's a natural imposition. When you go to attack people's children, when you go to target people's children, when you go to use the educational system to brainwash and condition people's children or to make political statements, the next step is obvious. they're going to start to use child protective services, which they've already been using tyrannically for decades, in my opinion, let alone when it came to COVID and the vaccine and the vaccine mandates. We saw that in California, where in family court or other situations, children were stripped by CPS from their parents for their stance on the vaccine. It's going to be the same thing with the LGBTQ. And the school teachers are going to tell a young man that he should be a young woman. Then it's the gender medication or, you know, whatever, hormonal blockers or testosterone blockers, whatever it is. The parents are going to reject it. And then CPS is going to come knock on your door and say you're abusing your child because you won't affirm their identity. And that's going to be the step too far. And they're going to come to the door and there are going to be bullets flying back through that door. I'm telling you guys, don't do this. Please, I'm begging you, do not do this. There's rules to war. Let's engage and play by the rules of politics and war in an honorable way. More on the other side.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%, stop collection calls, and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Royce White, live in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Today we're talking about pride going before the fall, but before I go into that more, I want to send a special thank you again to Alex Jones and the entire InfoWars team. I want to remind you that I now have a band.video channel or page, so be sure to go check that out, the band.video channel where we're mirroring all of the podcasts of Please Call Me Crazy. Have a few more shows coming in the near future, the Royce White Show, and then some other things happening, so stay tuned. We're getting all our digital together to make it easy for you to find me, right? We're gonna push forward and just dump content into the machine until the people in Silicon Valley say that's enough, and they come and knock on my door and haul me off the same way they did Assange, the same way they're trying to do Alex Jones. So I want to say thank you to Alex Jones and the entire team for all you've done over your lifetime, your entire body of work, and what you continue to do in fighting back against these people. Pride going before the fall. Please don't do this. Do not do this. I mean, as a father myself of four children who are in their formative years, right? You know, that 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old age. They're coming into junior high, bodies changing, exploring, you know, they're just going through changes, right? Willing to lose my life in defense of my child. Willing to lose my life in defense of my sovereignty as my child's parent. And when Joe Biden says there's no such thing as somebody else's child, I mean, how much more tyrannical does the government have to get for you all to understand this is not about civil rights anymore? This is an anti-civil rights movement. This is an anti-freedom movement. This is an anti-inclusive movement. This is about dominance and control. And it's verging on it, guys, seriously. It's verging. It's right on the precipice of civil war. Let's just stop. Stop this. I mean, we all know we have common ground. We all know there's common ground out there to fight back against this establishment. None of you want to be, raped by the Federal Reserve and inflation and these international banking cartels that are going to, you know, inflate your cost of living beyond anything feasible. Nobody wants to send their tax money to the Ukraine for a war that nobody really understands, a war that is just geographically and historically inaccurate on so many accounts. You get 10 people off the street, 9 of them won't know that Kyiv used to be the capital of the Russian Empire for hundreds of years. I mean, you know, nobody wants to send all their money to the Ukraine. You black people out there, nobody wants them to bring countless numbers of immigrants into your inner cities and start to give them health care. And now in Minnesota, pay for their college tuition. If they make under $80,000 a year, I mean, you can't want reparations and then at the same time send countless money to Ukraine and then house every single illegal immigrant that comes from Honduras. It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. Okay? There's so many things that we could come together on. It doesn't have to be based on God. But many of you out there who deny God, who reject God, who are atheists, let's say, libertarians even. Your ethics come from Christianity. I mean, I'm sorry to tell you. Your ethics, your morals, they're greatly based in Christian tradition, in a Judeo-Christian faith tradition. It's just what it is. I mean, let's just cut the BS. That's what it is, right? Let's come together along the lines that we need to come. And I'm not calling for some some superficial kumbaya. Your elites mean to steal from you. When your government steals, everybody steals. And I try and tell all the people who watch Fox News and get caught up in all of these young black people pillaging and looting all these department stores or local convenience stores for under $1,000 worth of goods. When your government steals, everybody steals. Well, that little $900 theft isn't even a drop in a ocean compared to what your Nancy Pelosi's are stealing from you every single day. $1.6 trillion? A $1.6 trillion debt ceiling increase with no cap. There's no cap to it. It's infinite. And let's get down to brass tack. There really is no economic crisis. The only economic crisis is the political elites who lead your economy. That's the real crisis. Man, there is no debt crisis. Who's going to come calling it? Who's calling the debts? Who owes the debt? And this might take a sharp turn that's very hard for some people to comprehend. I'm not saying there's not an economic crisis. What I'm saying is the crisis is a fugazi. The crisis of fugazi because the money's not real. The money, the fiat currency, and this entire international global banking structure is an agreement that we all signed into, that we all agreed to the terms and conditions of. And the terms and conditions are, which many may not realize, the central banks are going to dictate the value of currency, the collateral of debt, the collateral of loans, the collateral of interest and taxes and human energy and consumption and manufacturing and certain goods. They're going to set the cost. Price setting by definition at this scale is a cartel-like endeavor. It's a cartel-like agenda. It's a cartel-like mechanism, organization. And that's what these bankers are. That's what these banks are, these central banks. They're cartel. They're a cartel. They're price setting. And the real goal is to undermine the United States dollar by getting all the American people to believe that it's actually in danger. It's not in danger. The dollar is and has always been the strength of the dollar. The strength of the United States dollar is and has always been the United States military. I don't care what anybody else tells you. The American dollar didn't come into global supremacy until after World War II, where we had military supremacy. The military has always been the juice behind the dollar. However, the problem is, over time, the military has been convinced or bought off to play along like the banks are the juice, like the monetary system is the juice, like Bretton Woods Conference and the IMF and the World Bank are the juice. They're not the juice. The juice is NATO. The juice is the American military. The juice is the technology and the capacity that we have to do war. The problem is we have to go through a middleman to be funded to do that war, which is why we have a 1.6 debt ceiling increase, right? Turn the money tap on for the war machine. Well, the truth is the war machine doesn't need the money. They need the resources. Somebody has placed themselves in between the resources and us, the citizens. And this is the case that the socialists and communists make, although the socialists and communists don't really want to give you the resources. They want you to eat crickets. Okay, so we have two sort of global totalitarian communist factions. And we're all sitting there in the middle looking at both, judging both, analyzing both, trying to figure out who we should side with. Neither. Be on your own side. Be on the side of the people. Be on the side of freedom. Be on the side of the truth. The truth is you are a sovereign citizen. And this price setting, this cartel initiative from the banksters and the political and corporate elites is nothing more than a scam. It's a scam meant to get you to buy into the decline of America as a bastion of freedom. Resist. Resist at all costs. More on the other side.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, we're now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your guest host, Royce White, live here in the belly of the beast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, guest hosting the Alex Jones Show for the fourth hour. And I was just getting into an entire rant about how this economic crisis is really a fugazi. I mean, don't get me wrong. We are in an economic crisis, but the crisis is our leadership. We're really in a crisis of leadership and ultimately a crisis of faith. And right now we have our faith in the system. Our faith is in how things have worked since Bretton Woods Conference. The things that led to this American prosperity. This is what we've come to know. This is what we've come to trust. This is what we've come to love, to need, to desire, to lust. This is this is the cornerstone of the whole scam. So everybody believes it when the economists say we're on the brink of collapse, or, you know, if we don't do some major restructuring overnight that ultimately will concede all of your rights, then the dollar is not going to be worth anything. Well, there are a few interlocutors, as Joe Biden would call them. There are a few interlocutors that ensure that to be true, that stand as safeguards to the institutions, the mechanisms and institutions that determine or that can determine the real value of the American dollar. And I just want to, you know, centralbank.com, there's actually a website, centralbanking.com, the audacity of our elites. Okay. Centralbanking.com. And I scroll down here and it says Central Bank of the Year is none other than the National Bank of Ukraine. Right. I mean, of course, now we've gotten woke politics into the banking and financial sectors. Touts President Zelensky for being able to keep their central bank running while under a hail of gunfire from Russia. But we know that the Ukrainians didn't really keep their central bank afloat in that hail of gunfire. We, the American people, gave $200 billion to the Ukraine already, with plenty of more on the record. No telling how much money we've actually given them, how many black bags of cash we've dropped off, and then how many other people from around the world contributed to the Ukraine's anti-Russian slush fund. And people will go, oh, you're a Russian apologist, Putin's the aggressor, blah, 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 blah. Another scam, and we'll talk about that in the final section because that is the most important issue on the table today. But to continue on with this debt fugazi. Yeah, there's a debt. There's a debt, no doubt. And mostly the debt is a financialized debt that's been run up by our DC elites and our banking elites. They created the debt. They created the debt. They've created the crisis. And they plan to capitalize on the crisis. They plan to use the debt. Use the crisis to take your rights. It's clear as day. It's just so clear. I mean, what are we talking about here? What we're talking about is if you had a few politicians, a few elected officials that use the full scope of their power, presidency, executive orders, let's say, the national debt is a matter of national security. Unless the whole thing is being controlled. If the whole thing is being controlled, then there actually is no crisis. But if there actually is a crisis, then the debt itself is a matter of national security. And if it's a matter of national security, then executive orders are warranted. Just like they were when we went into Iraq without the consent of the United Nations, which in one instance will condemn the Uyghur genocide. In another instance over at their other branch organization, the WHO will sell out to the CCP. I mean, these people are running scam, counter scams on you left and right. All intended to do one thing. So you don't know which way is up. All you know is survival. How can I survive? How can I work? How can I get a paycheck that's going to be stable to feed my family and put a roof over my head? The basics. These people don't play in the basics. The basics, they ironed out. They ironed that out in 1913 when they set up the Federal Reserve. And again, this whole thing is intended to get the American people to believe that we need some network of international banks and financial institutions to ensure the value of our nation and our citizenship. What a scam. What a scam. We have everything we need for the United States dollar and for the United States economy and for the United States manufacturing base any of it to be thriving. Policy is standing in the way. Politicians are standing in the way. Crony capitalists are standing in the way. Marxist professors are standing in the way. We have everything we need to be prosperous. We have everything we need to be powerful. We have everything we need to be sovereign. We have everything we need to be self-sufficient. We have the people. We have the scientific, we have the scientific ingenuity. We have the military capacity. We have the strategic geographical location, position, militarily and agriculturally. We have everything we need here. Who put us on this story? Who put us in this story arc where our financial stability depends on oil from the Ukraine, oil from Russia? Okay, who put us on this trajectory where the stability of the American dollar depends on the manufacturing impulse of the Chinese, or the price setting of the Chinese, or the foreign relations and foreign policy of the European monarchies, or the whims or the impulses of the Brazilians, or whatever, so on and so forth? We don't need any of these nations. I mean, when it's all said and done, we don't need them. They need us more than we need them. I love the fruit cantaloupe, and I was at the store the other day, and I got one of those big tubs of cantaloupe, and I realized that on the container it said Honduras, that the cantaloupe came from Honduras. I love cantaloupe. I'm willing to give up cantaloupe. Are you? Are you willing to give up whatever it is that you enjoy to restabilize this nation? It's going to cost you more if you don't. And that's the whole scam here. I mean, that's like the drug dealer, the local drug dealer, mocking you for your addiction. Your addiction to all these luxuries, right? All these sort of extra bonus, wealthy, aristocratic wine society like conveniences. I'm willing to give up cantaloupe in order for America to be sovereign. We don't need Honduras. I surely don't like the prospect that all these South American immigrants are coming here illegally because some type of international collaborative we have to import cantaloupes, or whatever scam we got running about whatever imported good. And I'm not saying that's the heart of the immigration crisis at all. I'm just saying this whole international democratic liberal order, you trade us, your autocrats and your dictators, for our democratic rule or our democratic worldview. We'll bring our military to ensure the safety of our United States dollar as the reserve currency. And in exchange, you help us build this narrative that there's this huge international collaborative of nations that are now going to point out, single out other nations and go to war with them to take their stuff and their natural resources whenever they want. This is a Ponzi scheme of biblical proportions. This is exactly why Jesus Christ went into the temples and turned the tables over. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. The only difference, then they were using God to run the racket. Now they're using science and Karl Marx and basic natural resources, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, to run the racket. A new God, a new psychosocial God, right? LGBTQ, black rights, the whole nine. This is all a scam. All we have to do is say no. All we have to do is elect somebody who has the balls and the spine to go in there on day one and say, this is a matter of national security. We are going to secure our borders. We are going to secure both borders, and we're going to secure our naval space and our airspace and let the rest of you figure it out. Bold statement, but it can be done. More on the other side.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Boostar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Royce White, live from Minneapolis, the belly of the beast. I want to say thank you again to the entire InfoWars team, Alex Jones, Owen, everybody there, for allowing me to host this hour and be able to continue to share my thoughts and ideas and beliefs on this platform with this incredible audience. I appreciate the audience and all your feedback. Please remember to go check the band.video channel. Subscribe, like the channel, go watch some of the videos, leave some comments. We got that up and running now to mirror all of the podcast material happening on Please Call Me Crazy. That's my podcast. It premieres Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 p.m. I'm on episode 56, fast approaching episode 100, fast approaching a million downloads on the audio platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon. We have yet to be censored on the audio platforms, which is great. Sign of an optimistic sign for the times to come. And you can go see myself and Alex Jones. I interviewed Alex Jones for episode number 18, which was pulled down from YouTube, removed from YouTube, without great explanation as to why. You can go see that interview still on Rumble, or you can listen to it on the audio platforms. It was a legendary one. I thought Alex Jones shared a lot of some deep insight. I'm going to get Alex Jones back on soon to the podcast, and we won't even bother with YouTube because, hey, I guess I'm going to get a strike if I have Alex Jones back on the podcast. Maybe we'll wait to get Alex Jones in studio to drop that bomb on YouTube and Big Tech. But hey, Joe Rogan can have Alex Jones in studio three times, but the black guy in Minneapolis, Minnesota, he can't. I don't know. Who knows with these people? Anyway, thankful to Alex Jones and the entire crew for allowing me to be on and host this hour. Let's get down to brass tack here. I think I laid out well how this entire debt crisis is a fugazi. Who sets the price? They set the price. They set the price. They set the terms. They set the narrative. The narrative is that the United States dollar is losing its power because China is going to take supremacy and the rest of the world is all in on this China-centric global economy. Let them have it. Let them have it. All we need is a politician, a leader with some spine and some balls who will make these matters, these economic matters, the issue of the economy a matter of national security, which it most certainly is, and become self-sufficient. We have everything we need to do it. We can restart our supply chains in 24 months. We can restart our you know, any supply chain within 24 months in this country. Easy. In the meantime, our military can safeguard. Our military can withstand. Nobody's attacking us here. You can't attack America on America's soil. Everybody knows that. You need a nuke. You need a nuke, or maybe you need some you know, strange UFO invasion. Don't put it past our own political elites, our own crony capitalist, political, corporate, financial elites to be involved in a scam that would actually bring military destruction, a genuine military destruction from up above, I guess, right? UFOs. As a false flag, as a justification as to why, you know, America faces actual invasion in the future. Everything's on the table now. Everything's up on the bar. We got to be ready. As citizens, we got to be prepared. We got to be informed. We got to be ready to answer the call of citizenship and fight for freedom. But if all things stay the course, our military is just fine. Our military can guard against any threat. There's nobody invading America. There's nobody, you know, there's nobody landing on the beaches of Miami or the beaches of Virginia or the beaches of San Jose or Los Angeles or anywhere else. The beaches of Maine, the cliffs of Maine, nobody's making landfall on American soil. They know they can't. Of course they can't. 700 million guns. And that is the key to our sovereignty. That was the brilliance that America's founding fathers put in our Constitution. And it's why this world order has gone out of its way to undermine the Second Amendment and to undo the Constitution, because they know it's the last thing that stands in their way for all out global authoritarian governance. Go ahead, make landfall. Make landfall on American soil. You'll face a hail of gunfire every couple of blocks, every few square miles. Because as much as these liberals, as much as these Democrats, as much as these black bourgeoisie sellouts in the inner cities think that they're anti-white, you know, they're anti-Republican, wait till the CCP shows up. See how the CCP showed up in the Congo? Wait until the CCP shows up and they show you just how racist the Chinese elites can be. When they show you black folks, then we'll see how willing you are to accept post-World War II democratic liberal order transhumanist fourth industrial revolution chains. Everybody says it in theory. Oh, this is great. Give me an apartment in a line city. Give me an apartment in a line city and a Tesla, which I don't need to drive because I'm in a line city. So why do we even need electric vehicles? That tells you it's a scam right there. Give me a line city apartment. And give me a cricket burger and give me a glory hole and a dildo. And I'm great. I'm fine. This is life. Yeah, well, that's what they put on television. But your average working class black person in the or any working class person who may vote Democrat, when the tyranny really hits, they'll reject it. They'll reject it. You know, Americans do not do well with authority in general. I mean, it's just baked in. And I believe in that part of us is baked in. Don't get me wrong. We'll believe a scam as long as it benefits us. As long as the narrative and the scam benefits us, we'll play along. But when it starts to get overt, people reject it. They reject it on face value. And I believe in the spirit of the American people will prevail in that way. So with that being said, nobody's making landfall. They know there's too many guns. Nobody's Air Force is invading our airspace. Nobody has the submarines we have. Nobody has any of the military capacity that we have. The military is going to be fine while we get the manufacturing back online, while we sever all ties with the CCP, while we close the gaping hole in our foreign policy and national security by getting our antibiotics made by the Chinese, this whole thing is a post-colonial cuck and carrying water for the crown and the European monarchy. They need Russian oil. They need to fear the Chinese coming across the Eurasian world island and invading and pressuring Europe. They need NATO. We don't need NATO. We don't need NATO to protect us. We don't need any of the other countries in NATO to protect us. And in final, if what we're going to do is protect the entire world based on purely on freedom and democracy or individual rights, then it's conspicuous that the same political elites who make that claim do everything to undermine those rights right here at home. And it's a rightful reason to be skeptical in the things they proclaim around why they're doing what they're doing. They're not going to the Ukraine to make it a shining beacon of democracy. That's the whole lie. It's been the lie since World War II. They're in the Ukraine in a geopolitical game of risk to pressure the Russians, to prevent the Chinese from coming through the Eurasian world island into Europe to uphold the military dominance that we inherited from the British Empire after World War II. That's what we're doing in the Ukraine. We're upholding the Mackinder world island theory. It's exactly what we're doing in the Ukraine, and everybody with half a brain knows it. And if you get the right person on the right day from within the machine, they're not even shy to say it. They just hope that you spend more time on Pornhub than you do on, the Federal Register. That's the reality. The establishment hopes that you spend more time on Pornhub than you do on the Federal Register. Well, me, I spend more time on the Federal Register. That's just me, you know. I hope you'll do the same. I hope you'll continue to look for the truth, to see the truth, and to understand when you go into those polls in 2024, it's not the be-all, end-all, but it's a great start. And then we need to elect somebody and hold somebody accountable to make drastic changes on day one. But in order for them to do that, in order for them to make those drastic changes, they have to feel like you're ready for them. They have to believe that we're ready for them, that we'll support those drastic changes, that we'll support what many will call as radical. There's nothing more radical than losing your freedom and your citizenship to a global government, a government that doesn't know your name, that doesn't know your child's name, that doesn't know anything but tyranny and ambition for more power and control. That's it for me, Royce White, here in the belly of the beast. The fight continues. Godspeed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.